Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode. We are talking about the 21 foods that may be cross-reacting with gluten and possibly causing you issues. So it's actually estimated that 20% of celiacs don't feel better once they've cut out gluten. Now, we've talked about many different reasons in the past on previous episodes of why this could be, but in this episode, we're talking about how this could be due to cross-reactivity with gluten-free foods. And I'll talk to you in a moment about those 21 foods, but I just want to give you a breakdown of what this is and what can cause it. Now, anti-gliadin antibodies, which are the main antibodies that are responsible for the autoimmune attack and damage in celiac disease, may also cause your body to react to some gluten-free foods. And what this means is your body may think that it's being exposed to gluten, but it's actually not being exposed to gluten, and it goes into attack mode as it would if you had actually consumed gluten, okay? And then that can cause some of those symptoms that you get when you eat gluten. So in a nutshell, without confusing you too much, I want you to think of it this way. Okay, so your immune system, it makes antibodies, and these antibodies seek out the bad guys that your immune system has decided will cause you harm. So because you have celiac disease, your body has decided that it needs to seek out gluten and attack it. But unfortunately, your body may also think that other proteins are gluten, and your body goes into attack mode on those foods as well. Now, when I share with you this list, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I don't want you to feel that you need to cut out all of these foods forever and think that, you know, you're not going to have anything to eat. This is to share awareness with you. If you are still struggling with ongoing symptoms and you know you're doing the right thing, you know that you're eating gluten-free, you know that you're making sure that there's no cross-contact with what you're eating, you're careful when you eat out, when you visit friends and family, all of those types of things, and you think there is something else going on. So I'm going to share this list with you, and then we're going to talk about some strategies of how to deal with this if these are causing you an issue. Okay, so the first one is cow's milk. So cow's milk actually goes hand in hand with celiac disease. So many people that have got celiac disease struggle with cow's milk, whether that's because of lactose intolerance or whether it's because their body sees that cow's milk as gluten and wants to attack it. Obviously, it's not gluten, but like I explained earlier, your body may see some of these things as gluten and attack it as it would gluten. Okay, so that's the first one, cow's milk. The second one is milk chocolate. I feel sorry for you if that's you and you can't tolerate milk chocolate, but there are alternatives, of course. The next one is whey protein. And then the following one is oats. So for those of you that are in Australia, like myself, or New Zealand, we do not have oats on a gluten-free diet, so I'm not talking to you. You should not be having oats at all. But if you are eating oats on a gluten-free diet in a country other than Australia and New Zealand where it's allowed, then your body may still think that oats are gluten. Okay, so you may be reacting to that. And that is why in Australia and New Zealand, we are not allowed to have any oats in any gluten-free foods because there is a high number of people with celiac disease that actually do react to oats. All right, and the next one is brewer's yeast, followed by baker's yeast. And then the next one is instant coffee. So instant coffee might give you grief as well. And then the following one is sesame. Okay, so when we talk about sesame, that can come in different forms, whether that's sesame seeds or sesame oils. It could be either of those things. The next one is buckwheat. Now, when we hear buckwheat, some people do get confused and think that is a type of wheat, but it is not. It is definitely not. So buckwheat is one, even though it is gluten-free. followed by sorghum, millet, hemp, amaranth, quinoa. Quinoa is one that many people say that they cannot digest. I have taught people how to eat quinoa to make it more easily digestible. So there are ways that even if you struggle with it, as far as a digestive problem, there's ways that you can eat it by soaking it overnight and things like that. So if you want more info on that, just reach out to me. But otherwise, it could be causing issues that your body is thinking that it is gluten and reacting in that way. All right, so the next one is tapioca, and then teff, soy, eggs, corn, my favorite, rice. So in the early days, rice was something that I noticed that I was reacting to. I had cut out gluten completely. I was all over the cross contact. I was very strict, but I was still feeling very much the symptoms of celiac disease in the early days. Not as much, definitely not as much from the gluten, but I was still finding that every now and again, I would get symptoms that I thought I'd been glutened, and it turned out that it was from brown rice. And still to this day, brown rice does not agree with me. I prefer to eat the traditionally non-healthy versions of rice, where they say white rice is not as good for you as brown rice. But for my unique body, brown rice is not a favorite. So I avoid brown rice. And I prefer the white rices, the basmati rices, things like that. And my body doesn't react to those and is quite happy eating those. And I feel good when I have them. So rice is one that, you know, you might be fine with one type of rice, but you might not be okay with the next one. So it's about trial and error and working out what works for you. And then the very last one is actually potato. So potato is one that your body might recognize as gluten, and that's a tough one because potatoes are life, aren't they? When you can't have gluten, they make it so much easier to be able to have different meals. So, you know, that's the list of 21 different foods to be careful of. Now, how do we work out which ones of these is not working for you and work out which ones are working for you? Now, the best way to do this, well, there's actually two ways that I recommend, and you've heard me talk about these products before, and it is my daily health tracker, where you write down what you're eating, when you're eating it, how you're feeling, and that way you can look back and you can see what you've eaten and pinpoint whether there's something that comes up for you regularly, okay? There might be a particular food that you can see that you've eaten that and then you feel rubbish. And then the following week, the same thing happens. So that's a really quick way that you can start to pinpoint which of these list of foods is giving you grief. The next program is my Eliminate program. So if you haven't done that yet, that program is a game changer for helping you work out which foods actually help you thrive and which ones make you feel rubbish, basically. So in Eliminate, you cut out all of these foods and then you add them back in gradually. And that way you can start to pinpoint which of those foods are not working for your unique body. So two different ways that I recommend that you can get on top of these and start to feel better. And like I said, you don't have to cut out everything all at once. You could do a process of elimination by maybe picking five of these things to cut out at once, you know, and seeing if that makes a difference. And if it doesn't, then try the next five and go from there. And that can make it another way of doing it a little bit slower and steadier. But it's not so much of a big task, I guess. So yeah, it's up to you how you make it work for you. But if you're finding that you're still feeling as if you're having gluten and you're very confident that you're not, it could be that your body is cross-reactive to one of these 21 foods that we talked about. So have a look on my website, belindawhelan.com, at Eliminate, and learn a little bit more about that. Otherwise, you can go to Amazon and just type in Belinda Whelan and you should be able to find my daily health tracker and order one of those and get it sent directly to your door. And then you can, yeah, like I said, keep a track of everything and start to pinpoint what is and what isn't working for you. So I hope that helps. I hope that inspires you to not always blame gluten and start to look at some of these other foods that could be causing issues for you. So thank you for listening, and I really look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawhelan.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.